Hey, friend. I'm excited to share my social media story with you today. Now, I did this interview with my friend Rashida Odeyemi on her YouTube channel, and I thought I should bring it to you as well. In this episode, we will walk through why I chose to get off social media for life and business. My top three ways I connect with my target audience now that I am not utilizing social media for marketing, and how to be flexible with your business growth. Rashida and I had such a great conversation. It was so insightful. I know you're going to get a lot out of it. Rashida Odeyemi ventured on her own using entrepreneurship as her pathway to lifestyle freedom so that she could ditch toxic cultures of being on all the time and proving to herself how she can live her best life. Now she teaches others how to create a work-life balance with a tangible framework called the Life Edit Method. Now, before we get started, I just want to remind you that there's still time to join us for the Grow Your Biz Without Social virtual event that is happening on Monday this week. We'll be hanging out for 5 full days, learning ways to market our businesses without relying on social media. And I have brought together 26 speakers plus myself to share with you. We have a live event each day for you to ask us questions and to network and connect with each other. Join us today and you won't be disappointed. You can find the link to register at redhotmindset.com/GBWS-register. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/GBWS-register. And I will leave a link in the show notes as well to make it a little bit easier. All right, let's get into today's episode with Rashida interviewing me. Hey, friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. Have you thought about finally starting that business now that your kids are older? Do you ever stay awake wondering how to mesh your passions into purposeful work? Do you have big, ambitious goals, but feel overwhelmed or even unqualified to pursue them? Hey, I'm Gabe. Not too long ago, I longed for the confidence to start an online business. I just wanted to make a difference outside my home bubble using my gifts. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough, I didn't know enough, and I didn't have enough time. Until I realized something huge. My kids need me to be their example, and they need to see me win. And yours do too. In this podcast, you will learn how to clarify your goals, plan with purpose, and ditch your distractions. If you're ready to make an impact and an income, all for the glory of God, then you're in the right place. As an avid runner, I believe life is one massive marathon. It's up to you to run your own race and to finish it well. So lace up those running shoes, pop in your earbuds, and let's do this thing.
Hey, Gabe, I am so happy that we got a chance to get on this call today. So, Gabe, we have a summit coming up that you are hosting. I would love to hear about it. Tell me what the summit is about and who's it for.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rashida, I'm super excited for you to be a part of it. And you are on day one talking about how you broke off your toxic relationship with social media and how you use it now the way you want. And that is what the summit is all about. It's called Grow Your Biz Without Social. And it's for anybody who is tired of trying to grow their business in the hustle culture way. Yeah, they're tired of having to be on social media or feeling like they have to. They're longing for more deeper connections or relationships than the ones that they see on the scroll. And they're really ready to use social media how they want to, kind of like the process that you learned. So this event is really going to give you permission to get off social media entirely or to limit it for your business or even life, and show you even better ways to get visible online and market your business.
It is definitely going to be a great summit. So today, when you think about the topic of workaholism and your journey trying to get out of social media, because I know you were on it for a little while and then you said, you know, this isn't going to work for you. What was that journey transition for you?
For sure. So a lot of people would call me a workaholic still, and I have simplified my life so much, just so you know. But I think that I'm a driver and I like to keep my life full, and I like to be doing things, and I'm multifaceted, so I like doing lots of different things. So that's been kind of a hard part and a hard thing to learn. And so when I got into business, I got into it just to start writing my own book. Like, I just wanted to publish a book and be an author, but I was told, hey, start an online business. Okay, well, I'll do that. But then I was told, hey, you need to be on social media to get visible. Now, I've been on social media since the first days of Facebook when I was in college, and it was just a college directory. Okay, I've been around the years, right? And I love it. I love the connection that I could have. It was great. But then it just wasn't serving me in the way that it needed to. Like, I was just seeing negative. I was seeing posts of people that I don't even know anymore. There was just so much noise on there, and it would distract me. It causes confusion. It causes stress, and it also caused like a lot of comparison. And so I tried to, you know, post every day, comment as much as possible, and do all the things like they told me to do when it came to marketing my business. And it fell flat. Like, it was fine, but it took a lot of my time. It was a lot of content I was creating. I felt like I had to go in and be there present more often than just like once a day or every couple of days, because you have to like and you have to comment. And, you know, your posts only last so long. So you need to like really get them to engage. And I just got sick of it. And one day I just felt like God saying, let it go. This isn't serving you in any way. It's not helping you drive the impact you're wanting to drive. It's not building your business. Maybe I got a client or two out of it, but really my business has not been built by social media. And so I just said, okay. So I let it go sometime in January 2023, and said, we'll just see what happens. Maybe it's going to be 6 months. I saw a couple other people doing the same thing. And what's interesting is just in that first month, my podcast grew like 300%.
Wow.
And yeah. And my business just started growing. I started having these opportunities. And I don't know if it really correlates with that, but part of it was like, I feel God saying, watch me. Like, if you be obedient, then I will do a work. And no, my podcast doesn't grow 300% every month. But it was like, that was confirmation for me that it was time for me to let it go. Yeah. And I thought, well, I'll do it for a year. I'm still off for the most part.
Yeah. So it sounds like there was a shift in how you did the work and a bit of a shift in your feelings or reframe around how you did the work on social media and then just how you did the work in general. And also kind of leveling, balancing that out with how you feel about work, whether it's workaholism or not.
Yeah. I think what the biggest shift was is that I learned I need to do the work in the way that works for me. Like, I feel like we can build a business in the time that we have if we're willing to use that time. But at the same time, like, you cater to those who really want to have a work-life balance, which balance doesn't always mean here, right? Sometimes work is here, sometimes family's here. It means that you have peace in what you're doing, right? And so that's something that I've been working toward too, is like, how do you work in the season you're in and in the capacity you have? And what I realized is a lot of the gurus were telling me how to do things, but they didn't have the same life I had. They didn't have the same values or priorities I had. So I had to take their advice and go, what works for me? And I think that's something that's valuable for everybody to do. We need to align our values and priorities and then set that up based off whatever the advice is. We have to say, is that going to be a part of what I can do, or is it not? And it's okay to say it's not. And that's why I left social media, because I was like, it's not working.
Yeah. I love that. When you talk about how balance is not as simple as just having an equal scale, I had a meme of this lady on a surfboard, and she's like flailing around and she's like trying to stay on the surfboard. The thing that makes it relatable is somehow when we think about balance, we think that we need to just be able to stand still, but you don't stand still. You have to be able to go and move with the currents and flow with the things, these ebb and flows. And so it's less about learning how to just be stagnant. It's more about learning how to flow and balance with the different needs that your business is having at the times, the different things that your life is having at the times, and being okay that it's not going to look the same all the time. You know, we get so stuck into it has to look this one way all the time. And that limits so much of our ability to grow and our ability to create that balance, because we're trying to make it stagnant. So I love that you said that, because the other thing is, in my business, one of the main things that I teach you is what you said, how to choose your values. What's the biggest priority? How do you go back and forth between those two so that you can find a system that works for you? You know, we have life systems, and I know you do, because you talk about Asana. You talk about, you know, here's the routine and how I do this. Those are all life systems that help us create that balance, regardless of whether we're on social media or not. But then in the midst of that, choosing what are the systems that's going to actually serve us. So I love everything that you just said about that. It relates so much to what we're talking about and how we continue to balance that.
Are you sick of feeling like you have to be on social media for business marketing? Are you tired of trying to grow your business the hustle culture way? Are you longing for deeper relationships rather than fleeting ones in your scroll? Are you ready to use social media how you want to or not at all? Then I want to invite you to the Grow Your Biz Without Social virtual event happening April 22nd to the 26th. It's totally free and you can attend from the comfort of your home. I have gathered 25 plus speakers, including big names like Gillian Perkins, Stephanie Gass, Liz Wilcox, Heather Ferris, and Kristen Dronchi. And our mission is to help you avoid getting sucked into the social media rabbit hole, spending all your time creating content there when there are so many other wonderful ways to collaborate with entrepreneurs and connect with your target customer. You will walk away from this event feeling empowered to spend intentional time where you want to in business, and we'll have the tools to either one, get off social media for good, or two, limit it to what you actually want to do on social rather than all the have-tos. Over the span of 5 days, we'll be working through how to get off social and grow, which will dig into mindset shifts and overcoming obstacles of social media marketing. How to establish connections through collaboration and ways to market your business without social media that you may not have thought of before. Why nurturing leads with email marketing is important so that you're ready to write emails that your audience wants to read and that sell. Growing your business with SEO, which will cover getting strategic with your long-form content so that you can be found organically online. And we'll even touch on goal planning to wrap up with a strategy for using social how you want to or not at all. You can learn more and register for free at redhotmindset.com/GWBS-register. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/GBWS-register. We'll make sure to leave a link in the show notes for easy registration for you. This event will give you permission to get off social or limit it for your business and show you even better ways to get visible online. I cannot wait to see you there, my friend.
Okay, now that you've said to hell with social media and you're not doing that anymore, how do you, and I don't want to give too much away because I really need to come and join the summit, but what is, I would say, the top three ways that you would suggest people start to still connect with their clients or connect with leads, even though they're not on social media?
Yeah, definitely. Now, the summit, we're going to go dive into detail in a few different categories. But one of the biggest ways that I connect with my target customer or my target audience is through email, nurturing my list through my email marketing. And the one reason I love email is because I own it. I do not own the social media platforms. They can cancel me at any time and they probably will, especially because I talk about faith a lot on there and it gets kind of brushed aside a lot too. And so, but I own my email marketing and I can really serve my people. And I love it when they respond to something. I ask a lot of questions and they respond. I go back and forth with them because I just care enough to actually show them I'm showing up for you. Like I want to actually have this call. I had someone who just emailed me the other day and was like, I don't even know if you really want to know this, but here you go. And I'm like, actually, I asked the question because I want to know about it and I want to know you, right? And so yes, it's not a community based, like you're not able to talk to hundreds of people all at the same time, but you can get that personal one-on-one. It's great market research because you really hear their pain points and their wants and needs and all the things. So email marketing would be one of my top ways. Of course, then people are like, well, how do I get people on my list? Because I need to be in social media to offer a free resource or something like that. The other way that I have found is really great is collaborating with other business owners and doing it in so many different ways. We're going to talk about all the different ways from being in-person networking at networking events, at conferences, virtual conferences like we're hosting, you know, doing the freebie lead magnet swaps and email, just getting out there and really connecting and growing alongside other business owners because you can leverage other people's audiences and you're going to drive value that that person doesn't talk about. Like it's, you have the same same target customer, but you're talking about something in a different way. It's perfect for both of you, right? So those are two huge ways. And then also like just SEO in general, doing the long form content like you do on your YouTube channel, Rashida. Yes, people say YouTube is social media because you can connect on there. There is community, but it's evergreen. It's out there forever. And so it's a different way of doing it than doing like the Facebook, Instagram type thing. So those are my three main things. And then also just having your strategy, like you said, having that plan, setting your goals, knowing exactly what it is that you want and how you want to do it, like what capacity you have to do it in. And, you know, that does change. It does change in each season, and you have to be flexible in that way too.
Yeah, for sure. It's, again, that surfing thing. Like, if we just stop being so perfectionist and so stick in the mud, like so many other things would flow a lot differently. And I say that as a joke because I'm a stick in the mud and I have to learn how to flow. And that's why I talk about it so much, because it's so much easier said than done. But it's more about learning how to be. I love how you talked about being in that community. You're having other ways to build community, and you're getting to do it on a more personal level when you're doing it through email, when you're doing it through ways that you get to talk one-to-one on with people rather than people just being a number. And there's it's beauty to that. So at the end of the day, when you think about this summit, I know the big overarching goal is that you don't have to be on social media to, you know, build an audience. But what's like, what's the secondary, what's the like deep thing in their personal being that you would love to see them get out of this summit?
Yeah, the deep root is really being able to grow your business in a way that feels right to you, to be able to market your business in the way that feels right, because the summit is going to give you hundreds of ideas. And you can't do them all at once. You're going to have to pick a few to test, and you're going to need to test them to find what's going to work for you. But if what we do in this summit can help you to feel like there's less pressure, you can do it in a stressless way. You don't have to abide by the hustle culture. And the hustle culture essentially saying you got to go, go, go all the time. You don't need a break. You got to do all the things, be all the places. No, my goal is that you pick your a few different places, your one or two things that you're going to do, and you go wholeheartedly into those and be very intentional in those and take that time it needs to see if that's going to grow your business and to see if it's going to feel right for you so that you can live your life and have your business be a part of your life, not have your business be your life.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. When I hear what you said, I hear you say, number one, you hope that they get permission to do it a different way. Like you don't have to do all of those things that you think you should do, which I'm all about getting out the should. So I love that. And then number two, take some time to test. The only way that you kind of figure out what's right for you is trying stuff out. And it's okay for it not to be perfect the first time. It's okay for it to be C-minus work. It's okay for it to be just enough to figure out if it's going to work, and then grow it once you decide if that actually feels right, not just for your audience, but for you, who you want to be and how you want to show up. And then once you're there, then ride that flow. I love that. And that can simplify, again, you know, we hear people say fail fast, but a lot of times I feel like people don't really talk about what the heck it looks like to fail fast. And I feel like you just kind of gave us that. Like, here's permission to get away from what all the gurus say, to figure out what works for you, and to try a couple things without it being perfect. Let it be messy. And then once you figure out what works for you, then grow from there. I think that's a beautiful thing to get out of this summit.
Yeah, I think that you summed it up just perfectly. And as you're testing, the other kind of conundrum to that is to do it long enough. Because a lot of times people test it for a week or two or a month and they don't see the results. So they're like, I'm not making progress or it's not working. But sometimes you just have to work it a little bit longer. So giving yourself a certain amount of time to do the test and then trying something different. And the other thing I like to do, I'll just add this as the end caveat, because we talked a little bit about flexibility needing to shift and things. And it's like an old proverb that I love, and it's called, blessed are the flexible, for they'll never be bent out of shape. And so yes, we need to be moving. Yes, we need to be doing the thing and not always be shifting and changing, but flexibility is key to growing a successful business.
I love it. I love it. Come on, y'all. Let's figure out how to be flexible. Okay. So where are, regardless of the summit, where are you?
The best place to find me is redhotmindset.com. That's my website. I have a podcast called Pursuing Goals God's Way. You can find it on all the major platforms. And there's also a link in my website. You can find me on social. I just don't hang out there. So the best place is to just connect with me in my email or on the podcast.
You're like, listen, we're keeping it simple over here. Tell us, when does the summit start and how they can get connected?
This event is really going to give you permission to get off social media entirely or to limit it for your business or even life, and show you even better ways to get visible online and market your business. We have about 25 plus speakers coming, and the mission is to help you avoid getting sucked into the social media rabbit hole, spending all of your time creating content there when there are so many other wonderful ways to collaborate with entrepreneurs and connect with your target customer. The summit runs from April 22nd to the 26th. We will be releasing 5 to 7 videos per day, depending on the topic, and you'll get access to them for 24 hours. You can watch them on your own time all day long. We also have some great live events for networking, so you can come get to know some people, do some connection, and doing some speaker Q&As, so you can come meet the speakers, ask some questions with them, and we'll do a wrap-up kind of goal planning, marketing strategy at the end too, and we're doing all of these live on Zoom instead of using a Facebook group because, hey, we're trying to limit our social media content.
I love it. I personally took a whole year off from social media because it just got to be too much and it didn't feel like it was actually helping me build my business. I started this business back in 2019 and I really do understand how hard it can be, especially when it comes to social media. So hopefully this discussion today will give you permission to find a way that makes it work for you. I'm really lucky that at this point, I finally feel like I have a way that it actually works for me. What does it look like to build a business without social media? Because social media tends to feel like a hamster wheel that we get stuck on, that we just keep having to do more and more and more because our content doesn't live and all the gurus say, do this or do that. And it's just so much all the time. Go ahead and sign up for the summit because that's going to give you, I believe it's 5 days of content, so much great information that's going to come from that. That's going to help you make this shift if this is something you're passionate about. Gabe, thanks so much for taking some time to get on this call with me. I am so excited about this summit coming up. I'm so excited how you are giving people permission to find the best way to build a business that works best for them, not based on what everybody says, but based on what works for them. And I'm excited to be a part of that.
Thank you so much for having me, Rashida. It's an honor to be able to participate.
It is my pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did too. Before we go though, if you resonate with this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or sharing it with a friend as it helps grow the podcast. Also, if you're not a part of the Red Hot Accountability Club, what are you waiting for? It's a private online community away from the noise of social media that provides coaching, support, and encouragement as you go after your biggest goals in business or life in a stress-less, no-hustle kind of way. Inside the club, you will own your own results, hold yourself accountable, and lean on others for support. If you've been looking for a simple off-social media way to grow, then this is it. Head on over to redhotmindset.com/RHA to learn more and join us today. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/RHA. And I can't wait to welcome you into the club. In all things I pray, you just run your race. I believe in you.